What are some of the clinical research questions in lung cancer right now? And obviously, the issue of TKIs is something that you've been very involved with. But just sort of looking at the whole spectrum of clinical research in lung cancer, what are some of the questions and directions that you think are going to be most fruitful in the next few years?
Well, I think that the articles in the New England Journal a few weeks ago on dasatinib and nilotinib in CML and the accompanying editorial were very instructive. And from an industry standpoint, they were, I thought, illustrative that the imatinib has become a $2 billion drug. So one of the things that I think is nice and that maybe we can partner with industry on is that it's okay to study and develop drugs in sort of these boutique or designer indications, especially when you look at a disease like lung cancer, where 10% of that big pie is still a heck of a lot of number of patients. And if we can increase the so-called area under the curve, i.e. the length of time for which that 10% of patients is on drug X, by making drug X better or defining the molecular profile, we will clearly help the patients and also have, you know, enthusiastic partners in industry. So one thing that I would like to do specifically in sort of our area of research is to do better with the EGFR TKIs. And specifically, that would be either develop better TKIs that are better in one mutation than the other, because we know that the point mutation, the exon 21 point mutation patients do less well. That may not be that that's a more virulent mutation. It may just be that our available drugs aren't as good for it as they are for the exon 19 deletion. Similarly, if we can, by partnering, say, erlotinib with a second drug in those patients, if we can have their median time to progression in that sensitive population be 2 or 3 years as opposed to 1 year, everybody's going to be a heck of a lot happier. And there are leads on how that might occur, either augmenting, combining them with chemo or with other biologics like immunotherapy. So that's one area that we're particularly interested in. And I think you even see that theme, though, with the cytotoxics, that people now really think that we can use some molecular tests as guides for, as predictive markers of benefit from a certain chemo. So the ERCC story, cisplatin repair surrogate, that high levels of that marker predict for lack of benefit from adjuvant cisplatin therapy, RRM1, ribonucleotide reductase M1 subunit, high levels of that predict for lack of benefit from gemcitabine. So these are now getting more legs and may allow us, at least somewhat loosely, to put patients into certain bins for more effective therapies.